Now it's time for the Common Sense Broadcast with Roland Trujillo. Common sense is about how you can solve your problems in a moment of calm reflection. Common sense is straight talk about life's most important issues. And now your Common Sense host, Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to a program called Common Sense. I'm your host. My name is Roland Trujillo. And here I am after all these years. Here I am bringing you, well, a message that you need to hear. Now, for those of you who are new to this program, I've been here 18 years now, and I've somehow managed to hold this program together with and keep it on the air with baling wire and duct tape. I don't know how I've done it, because I'm not rich. I don't have a lot of money. And I buy the airtime. See, a lot of you don't know that. I buy the airtime. A lot of, you know, most of the people that you listen to on the radio, most of them. Here on KEST, you do have independent producers that buy airtime, but on most of the stations that you listen, I'd say 99% of all the people you hear, they get paid. They're paid by the station, or they're paid by the network, see, or the syndicate that they work for. I don't get paid for this. I pay the station. I buy the airtime, and it's costly. Very, very costly. Now, KEST has always been fair to me, so, you know, that they're reasonable compared to what others might charge. But I'm just saying that for a little tiny person like me, it's very costly. You know, it's not cheap, in other words. Now, why do I do this? Well, see, I was helped, and so I am going to help others. I want to help others. You could say it's my duty, or it's, you know, it's nothing that I, it's not because I'm a nice or wonderful person. I'm just doing unto others what was done to me. I was helped. I was awakened. And I learned by the grace of God some very, very basic lessons that are important. And I was rescued from this worldly dark order of things to which we are all subject. Now, What I was about to say is that I was helped, and so I'm helping others. See? In other words, God was good to me. He helped me. See? He showed me the error of my ways. Wasn't it David that said, that cried out in one of the Psalms, you know, show me the error of my ways? Well, God showed me the error of my ways. Now, how did he do that? Well, He shone light into the darkness, and I began to see some things that I was doing that weren't very nice. I was, you know, resentful and mean and so on. I began to see that. Hateful, you know, judgmental, you know, just like we all are. We're all prideful egos. And we resent other people when they don't see us in a good light. And we want praise, and we want to worship, and we want admiration, and we want respect. And we grovel in the dirt and do everything we can to get the respect and the admiration and the accolades and the perks of the world. You see what I mean? We sell ourselves down the river for a pat on the head and a promotion and someone to tell us that we're nice and wonderful. And then we look for support. See, we get on the phone and talk to our girlfriend and tell her about her husband or our boyfriend and how he's no good and how mean he is and how, see, and then they listen and then they support you in your judgments of him, see? So that's the way the world is. People using each other, people taking advantage of each other, people lying to each other and deceiving each other. And we do unto others what was done to us. We were teased and then we tease others. People were cruel to us and then we're cruel to others. See? And you, when you go out in the world and the other people are mean and the boss is mean and the system is cruel and unfair and so forth, then what do? You come home and you take it out on your wife or your husband. You take it out on your children. You turn around and do unto them what was done to you. The only difference between some of us is that we begin to see ourselves doing that, and we don't like it, and we don't want to be that way. Others of us take alcohol or drugs or pills, and we don't want to see our own cruelty and injustice and meanness. I'll be right back.
most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when you take a look at the world, you'll see it's all about revenge. If you go to the tribes in Africa or the cannibal tribes of Indonesia, or you go over to mainland China, you go to Russia or to South America, to Europe, to everywhere you go, it's all about revenge and about getting even. And he said this to me, so I'm going to do that to them. And we all want to get even. It's done to us. And lo and behold, we turn around. But here's the thing. So anyway, but before I get into that, let me just say then that it's all about passing on the cruelty, the meanness, the hatred, the hostility, the tease, the taunts, the temptations, the challenges. See, we pass along sin, evil, hatred, unhappiness. We make our children unhappy and our spouse, and we're cruel to others. Sometimes we don't even realize it. See, we unconsciously take on the nature of the person that was cruel to us, mean to us, unfair to us, because we resent them and hate them. And we turn around. But what I was going to say is that by the grace of God, the good Lord showed me the error of my ways. See? And I began to see. See, so what I saw, my error, and I was sorry. That's the difference between some of us and others of us. Some of us are sorry. When finally, see, we reach rock bottom and we cry uncle, and then we see the truth about ourselves. See, instead of ducking, see, we just bear the pain of seeing the truth about ourselves, and we're sorry. Now, what is it that it says in the Bible? It says God will not despise a humble and a contrite heart. See, he likes that. He likes a soul that is sorry. When it's wrong, it's sorry. Really and truly sorry. See? And so that's a good thing. When you see the truth and you acknowledge the truth, instead of ducking it, or making excuses, or lying, or trying to fool other people, you just admit you're wrong. Well, that's a wonderful thing. So anyway, that's what happened to me. I saw that I was wrong, then I began to see the plan of salvation. I began to see how we are a fallen race. Ever since Adam and Eve, we fell, and we became subject to worldly authorities. See? Who pressure us to be ambitious. The Adam was ambitious. And so we are too. We're ambitious. We want knowledge. We want to study. We want to get an education and degrees. And we want power and then lord it over other people. We like to control other people. See? And we want pleasure. See? When we're cruel, when we hate other people and resent them, it causes us a pain. When our conscience bothers us for selling ourselves down the river and not being totally honest and totally fair and being catty and gossiping behind other people's back, then we feel pain. So then we look for pleasure to take away the pain. See, so we drown our conscience with food, with alcohol, with drugs, with pills, with distractions, with music. And the business of the world is all about entertainment. It's all about entertaining us, serenading us with music and with food and with drugs and with excitement and with movies. And it's all about entertaining us and worshiping us. See, the entertainers prance about on the stage to make you feel good. See, in a sense, they're putting on a dance, song and dance for you to make you feel like a king or a queen. So it is absolutely a disgusting thing. It's a disgusting thing to have someone catering to us. See, just like a prostitute. See, it tries to make a man feel like a real man when he's actually a dog. You see what I mean? So you have all these entertainers prancing around on the stage and singing and serenading, no matter what kind of music it is. see, whether it's rap music or spiritual music or religious music or nicey-nice music or any kind of music. Some musics are better than others, obviously, but they're prancing around on a stage and playing for us to make us feel like a king or a queen when we don't deserve to feel like a king or a queen. If you're compromising on principle and you're impatient with your children and you're selfish, see, and you're a little bit sneaky, then you don't deserve to feel like a king or a queen. So that's what the world is all about, see? And the lower we sink, the lower we sink away from principle and from honor and from common sense, the lower we sink, the more you have lower and lower types catering to it. See, the lower you sink, then you need lower types. Lower types to give you marijuana and drugs, lower types to give you manicures and pedicures and to give you massages and, you know, casinos to excite you and, you know, alcohol companies to give you alcohol and various people who basically hold their nose and pretend that you're wonderful. Of course, you have to pay a lot to get their services, you see what I mean? But they, for the most part, they see you as you are, but they pretend not to see you as you are. But you see how that is. So we do unto others that we put others on. We fool them, we deceive them, we trick them, we make them think we're wonderful and nice when we're really not. And see, we resent. We go to work and there's some kind of injustice, a little injustice maybe. Maybe not a big one, just a little one. But we're full of hatred about it and hostility and rage. And then we come home and what do? Then we dump on our children. See? It was a dog-eat-dog world. But by the grace of God, see, God was good. God, see, saw my willingness to be sorry. And so he showed me my error. But then I began to see the plan of salvation. How by way of repentance, by way of being sorry, see, and coming under a new authority. See, now our authorities are the shallow ones, the cruel ones, the ones that pressure us and challenge us and motivate us. See, to be more and have more and do more, to study more and get more degrees and more college and more this and more that. See, those are our authorities. They're the experts. They're the intellectuals, for example, and they are our authorities, or the politicians. They promise us so many things, but then they betray us, see? So it's a cruel dog-eat-dog world where the lowest, the worst, the cruelest, the most cunning rise to positions of power, see? Then we are the victims of that, and the pain of it makes us reach for alcohol and for drugs, see? But then we turn around and do unto others what was done to us. Then we're cruel to our children and mean and reject them. The other day I was in a parking lot. There was a young man and a young lady, and you know, maybe 20, a little tiny, sweet little girl they had in the cart, you know, the shopping cart, where the little seat where the little child can sit. So they put the groceries in the car, they took the shopping cart to the place where you return your shopping carts, and then the little girl was sitting there, and then he said, well, see you later, you know, as if they were going to leave the little child. See? Do you see the stupidity of it? Do you see the cruelty of it? The disgustingness of it? See? So that's the kind, that's, you know, that that's a horrible thing, to be cruel, to tease a little tiny child like that. Woe unto you, woe unto that type of person. He probably didn't even know what he was doing. See, it was done to him. When he was a little kid, that was what was done to him. Now he's doing it to others. See, the only difference is, between some of us, are you going to be a person who unconsciously perpetrates the cruelties and the revenge and upon other people, taking advantage of them and lying to them and deceiving them and offering false love to make them even worse? Or are you going to see what you're doing and cease and desist from it? That's the difference. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing unto others what was done to me. God was good to me, so I'm turning around and I'm extending my hand to help other people.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the program called Common Sense. So, God was good to me. So, I turn around to help other people. Now, how can I help you? Well, I'm already helping you, am I not? If you listen to what I say, you hear what I'm saying is true, and you say, yes, Roland, yes, I am being cruel. I'm being cruel to my little brother or my son or my daughter. I'm being unfair with people and phony with them sometimes. See? Yes, I see that, and I don't like being that way. See, I don't like being that way. Well, the thing is, see, when a lot of times when we see our own wrong, then what do? Then we roll up our sleeves and we try to change ourselves. You know, we try to be nice, we try to make affirmations, we set goals, see. But if you set a goal to be nice, or you set a goal to be more patient, or whatever, all you're doing is setting another, it's another ambition, see? You're ambitiously trying to be nice, trying to be good, and so you go around looking for opportunities to show, you know, to be, show that you're nice, but other people can sense the pridefulness of it. No, it has to be a natural thing. What we need is, we need our nature to be changed, is what we need. You cannot change your own nature. Christ said, you know, you can't make one white hair black, or one black hair white. You can't change your nature. You cannot. So what do you need? You need help. And who do you need help from? Not from other people. Not from the experts. Not from the intellectuals and the professors and the pundits. See, not from people who, you know, not from Mammon, not from worldly leaders. See, you don't need a middleman. What you need is to relate directly to God. You need to be able to relate directly to Him. See? Now, unfortunately, some people have found a kind of a false religiosity, you know, where they sing songs and read nice things and have a bit fantasies and listen to other people say nice things, and they get all caught up in that. And they get all caught up in it. But it's still a worldly thing, it's a hypnotic thing, it's an emotional thing. What you need is the real thing, see? The real thing, a real contact with your Creator. Now the amazing thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that that occurs within, see? It occurs within. And the great mystics throughout the ages, there have been some. You know, somebody like Madame Guyon, G-U-Y-U-N, Madame Guyon, Jean was her first name, Jean, Jean. Guyon, G-U-I-O-N was her last name. A lot of people call her Madame Guyon. You can look her up on Google. And she wrote a beautiful book called Finding the Depth, Experiencing the Depths of Jesus Christ. It's also called A Short and Easy Method of Prayer. Just wonderful. She talks about finding God within, about the soul somehow pulling within and finding God. And what she was doing, she was really describing something like the meditation that we teach here. See, in my meditation, I talk about learning to sit, become still. before God's light of truth, and learning to observe thought instead of being lost in thought. See, right now, your soul has gotten itself lost in thought. See? Lost in the squirrel cage of thinking, and lost in emotions. So you get too caught up with things, too caught up with people and things. Do you know, have you ever noticed how when a phone rings, like let's say your cell phone, you get caught up in the cell phone conversation, and for a little bit you become oblivious to everything around you? You become oblivious to other things that are happening. Have you noticed that? Well, that becoming oblivious is basically how our whole lives are lived. See, you see the hypnotic trance where you're caught up with something. It can be very mild or very deep in many, many levels, but we're always in some kind of a mild state of being oblivious of what's reality. See, we're caught up in things. We get caught up from one thing to another, caught up in our food, our magazine, our conversation, what we're looking at, an advertisement, another person. We're always caught up. And that's why we can become cruel, thoughtless, mean, rude, unintentionally rude. We don't even realize that we're being rude. We don't realize we're being cruel to our children. We don't realize we're being impatient and mean and phony. We don't even realize it because we're caught up. Okay? So, Madame Guyon says, for the soul to begin to find God within, to pull back a little bit. See, pull back from the emotions and the thinking and see? But I have a technique that helps you to do that. See, that's the nice thing about me. Madame Guyon found it, but she has a hard time telling other people how to do it. Maybe it's lost into translation. She wrote in French. I think maybe Mr. Molinos, Michael Molinos, a very nice spiritual man, found it. Maybe St. Augustine found it. See? But the technique, the precise method, the precise science of becoming still, finding the inner light of truth, see, where the soul can rise above the thoughts and emotions to which it has been pulled into, so that you can go out in the world and be a little bit distant. Be a little distant, not so close, not so caught up in things, and you'll be able to see things as they are. Then in God's light of truth, you begin to see things as they are, yourself as you are, other people as you are. See, it's a wonderful thing. And then when you realize that God, see, through that light of truth, see, wants to help you. It's a very wonderful, wonderful thing. Then you won't need the love of the world anymore. You will have found it from God. But here's one more little hint for you, okay? And that is that up until now, when God's light of truth did pierce your darkness and your caught-upness, you felt it as conscience, or maybe anxiety, or as conscience. And you didn't like it, because conscience makes you feel bad. And in your pride, you didn't want to feel bad. You wanted to feel good, see? You see, we humans, we want to be like God. We want to feel good, like God, and be praised like God, and then we want to make judgments on other people like God. See, we're playing God. So one of the basic things you have to see is that you have been playing God, and you have to stop doing that. You've been naughty. See, you have to realize that God is God and you're not God. What does it say in the Bible? Be still and know that I am God, God said. So know that He is God and you're not God. Okay? Why don't you get the little meditation that I have? It'll help you. It'll help you to become thoughtful. It'll help you to become calmer. See, and begin to see things as they are. Begin to see your own errors. And the amazing thing is that you can then you can change. You won't have to try to change yourself. You begin to change as a result of responding to your Creator, responding to God, to His light of truth, responding to the inner truth. See, instead of responding to the lies of other people. See? Instead of resenting other people, hating them, being jealous of them, being irritated by them, instead stand back and calmly observe without feeling, with neutrality, and instead respond to the wordless truth that you realize within. See? Respond to the good within. See things as they are in the light of truth. See, like the sun, like the little plant responds to the light and warmth of the sun, respond to God's inner light, His truth, and His love from within. Okay? Now, remember, at first it'll make you feel bad. His love is His truth love will make you feel bad. You'll see your own mistakes. You'll see your own rottenness. You'll see your own phoniness and hatefulness. When you see your own hatefulness, then just let go of the hatred, that's all. In other words, forgive other people. Then you'll become a friend of conscience. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here I am, a simple person, Roland Trujillo, maybe not a Christian mystic, but, you know, I can describe how to find God within. I can describe, and not only that, but I can actually help you with the little meditation that I have. So please, get the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. You can get a free introductory copy of it there, or write to me for it. Learn to stand back, learn to be more forgiving. Look at all your grudges and resentments and make them unimportant. See, become like an innocent child again and go through the world as an observer. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. See you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Common Sense Broadcast with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to the Common Sense Broadcast anytime by logging into www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information. You can also order materials or make a donation using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.